I feel like in today's episode, we are going to dive into all things affairs and cheating. If you have never been through this, then honey, you're going to find yourself a new podcast because today we are really going to get into all of it. Welcome you guys to Heal, Survive, and Thrive. I am excited that you're here because while this topic sometimes sucks and it sucks that we even have to even talk about this in general, it is a fact of life. It's something that a lot of us actually go through. And I got to be honest, I didn't even realize so many people cheat. Like I honestly, maybe I was just like naive. Like I knew people obviously cheat and have affairs, but hell, I realized there's a lot of people out there doing shady stuff like behind their partner's backs. And when it happens time and time again to you, you start to kind of like wonder like, what did I do to possibly deserve this? Like, why is this happening to me? The very first thing I'm going to tell you is that nothing of any of that person is doing has anything to do with you. And when I say this, I want you to like absorb this and let it like seep into you. I know it's not going to like help the tears from like not like, you know, falling down your face right now. I totally get that. But I want you to truly, truly understand. I want you to not only repeat that, but I also want you to fully understand what it actually means. Like someone who has the capability to cheat. And I'm not even talking just once, maybe once, but definitely someone who has the ability to do it over and over again on you. That has nothing to do with you. It literally is all about them. And I know where your mind is going next. It's like, okay, Steph, like I hear you. I hear that all the time, but how can it not be about me? Like, I don't understand. Like it literally, they're clearly either like not attracted to me or there's something that I'm just doing wrong, or how can it not be about me? And when I say it's not about you, what I mean is that even if you were doing and giving, if you were doing everything right, quote, right, because what the hell does that even mean, right? But let's say you were doing it all. And if you were not being everything that this person needed, it still doesn't give them reason to do what they do. So let's just say that you're not having as much sex as you used to, or maybe you're not having that much sex at all, or maybe you're just like nagging all the time, or maybe you're just like, you've been in a mood, and now here's the thing too. I think a lot of the times when we look at ourselves and think like, how can I not take this personally? Maybe I wasn't doing this or giving this or being this kind of a person. We like automatically go within when someone treats us in this way, because this is like ultimate abandonment. It is ultimate betraying. It is putting trust in someone to not hurt you. And I'm not talking about someone that maybe you've been dating for like a couple months and then they cheated. I'm talking about like real hard cheating where it's like, holy hell, like you legit did this like completely behind my back. Like then you came home, then you looked at me in the eyes and you did this for a while and you never told me. And then you confronted me, you told me eventually, or maybe I even found out. And then maybe you denied it. I mean, that was my situation. I found out and then he denied it. And I was like, what do you mean? How are you denying this? Like, it's like right in front of my face and your face. Like, how can you possibly deny it? So if you're going through like that level of stuff, like that shit's not easy. That's not easy things to go through. But I want you to self-reflect. Like, let's look at this. Let's put the emotion aside for a minute. Okay. Let's put the ego, wounded self, like woe is me. I guess I did something wrong. I guess I'm not good enough or this enough or whatever. Why does a person jump ship? Clearly they jump ship because they're not happy. They need something that they're clearly not getting from me. That's not a bad thing, first of all, because a lot of the times, especially if you're dealing with someone who is just continuously doing this over and over again, you're never ever going to be able to give them what it is that they need. Because a lot of the time, first off, what they need is always something unhealthy. It's usually always attention, or it's someone pacifying me, or it's someone just like, you know, doing all the good things and being everything that I want them to be at every point in time. And that's just like not human. And that's not realistic, because it's not your job to be that for someone every minute of every day. That's not real life. That's like make believe fairy tale fantasy of just being in a relationship with someone who has absolutely no thoughts, opinions, like nothing whatsoever. Doesn't feel anything, like is just willing to be in this relationship to constantly be giving you everything that you need at every point in time. Now, is it important to like be in relationships and give and contribute to your partner? Absolutely. But I think a lot of the times too, people that will jump ship are in relationships with people that maybe they shouldn't be in a relationship with. You know, maybe you are, this person's looking for a certain type of person, for good or for bad, right? Like the truth is none of us are perfect. So in, if this person were to look at you, could they pick you apart and think of all the things that they would like to change about you? Absolutely. And maybe some of those things maybe are legit. Maybe you're like, you know what? I do want to change a little bit of this about myself. I don't like that I'm this way. But again, none of those things warrant someone leaving and just betraying you behind your back the way that this person did. So that's why I want you to understand that nothing that you could have ever done, you did, you didn't do, gave this person any reason to do what they did. What this has to do with is a person that obviously is not getting something that they want, and you're dealing with a person who's not mature enough to handle things in the right way. You're a person that just doesn't have the character to kind of like stop, self-reflect, and even figure out or ask themselves, like, why are they even doing this? Like, why do they even want to do this? So a lot of the times a cheater is just like very impulsive. They just want something. They're not really thinking about, first off, they're definitely not thinking about you and how this is going to affect you, which has a lot to do with empathy or lack thereof, or has a lot to do with character, because you know that for you or I, it doesn't matter, you know, maybe you're working with someone and you're starting to have like this like emotional connection to them, or maybe you're starting to feel something, or if not, maybe it's just like a one-time thing and you're just, you know, I don't know, next to someone and like you're just starting to feel something. Like at some point you do feel something, and the more you keep kind of feeding into that temptation, the more obviously you're likely to make a mistake and to like do something that you probably shouldn't do. The person who's capable of doing all of this, at no point in time did you cross their mind. And even if you did briefly cross their mind, because they're not an idiot, like they do know, okay, I am in a relationship, they're not truly, truly thinking about you long enough for them to go, I probably shouldn't be doing this, because what it's going to do to him or her is going to be so incredibly difficult and hard to like get over and go through. Like that, all of what I just did was legit empathy. Like I'm literally sitting in someone else's shoes and not my own. I'm thinking about someone else more than I'm thinking about what it is that I'm trying to get from this person, whether it's sex or whether it's attention, like whether it's something emotional, it doesn't really matter. So as you can see, like it's not about you and like not being good enough and, oh, well, why didn't they think about me then stuff. They can't think about you because their mind isn't able to have that deep level of empathy for you, because they're chasing something. They're trying to get a need met. They're trying to get a high. They're trying to feel something that they're just not feeling with you, or to be honest, they're not going to even feel it with this person, because this person is just a temporary high that they're getting. I don't care if they leave you and they get into this relationship with this person where they basically have like left you for them. It really does not matter. It is all about this person and what can they get from this situation. And it has nothing to do with this person being mature enough to say or handle things in the right way. And it's never going to happen when you're dealing with someone who's emotionally immature. It's also definitely not going to happen when you're dealing with someone who is incredibly wounded. And this person is, like, we don't need to, you know, do the psychology, sit down, diagnose someone, but let's all be honest with ourselves. If we can just like take a step back and like look at this person and who they are and their background and their situation, it kind of makes sense. I mean, if you can do it to yourself and understand why you are the way you are, can't you look at this person and understand why they jumped ship, why they did jump ship, and then what it is that they were trying to get that they weren't, it's not even about that they weren't getting from you. It's because it's not about you. Maybe they're doing it to self-sabotage. Maybe they're doing it to leave something because they don't feel good enough to actually have it, which is you. And again, most people aren't sitting there saying, I'm about to sabotage my life by doing this. I have all these wounds. I have all these insecurities. I'm looking for a high. I'm looking for, you know, a trophy person or a puppet that's just going to do whatever I say. No, 99.9% of people are not doing that level of self-reflection. So you're not getting someone who can truly understand themselves to then be able to own themselves. So first I have to understand why I'm doing what I'm doing. That's really not going to happen. But let's say there is like a percentage of people out there that definitely are, you know, cheating or have cheated multiple times and have affairs, and like they don't want to be this person. Like they really do feel guilt. Usually the guilt has to happen before they can self-reflect and figure out why they were even doing what they were doing. Like they have to feel that guilt first. If they do not feel guilt, chances are you're dealing with like a narcissist or a psychopath or a sociopath. But if there's no guilt being felt, then they're not going to be able to reflect on themselves and find out why they were even doing what they were doing. Then if they can't do those things, it's going to be really hard for them to be able to kind of apologize to you or make things right or do something differently than what they did before. And this is where patterns will tend to repeat themselves because nothing is really changing within this person. It's the same thing over and over again. So you have to be able to feel the guilt and be willing to do that level of self-reflection for something to change. If those things are not happening, then nothing is going to change and this person is going to stay exactly who they are. Now, they may not necessarily cheat ever again, because maybe they feel a little bit of guilt, but remember, maybe they can't. You have to feel guilt in order to take responsibility for yourself, but you can also feel guilt and not take responsibility for yourself. So you can still try to convince yourself of why you did what you did and that it was perfectly fine. Or maybe you don't convince yourself of anything and you feel a little bit of guilt and that's enough for you to never do it again. But here's the thing, because I know what you're thinking next. Great, they're going to learn, they're going to feel guilt, they're never going to do it again, and I'm the one that got cheated on. Okay, but remember what I said, guilt, take accountability, own your stuff, self-reflect, you know, all of that good stuff. And then there's actual like healing that needs to be done. But let's just stop at two for a second. If I feel guilt that I just never do it again, but I didn't self-reflect and understand why I did what I did and I didn't heal anything, the wound is still there. So the wound is going to come out in a different way. So maybe you were hurt and betrayed because of what this person did physically or maybe even emotionally, but the next person is going to get the same version that you got. They're just going to get it in a slightly different way. If you have ever gone through any of this, if you've ever been cheated on, you definitely know that someone telling you that they no longer want to be with you, I mean, while it sucks, it sucks. And it hurts like hell. Nothing would ever hurt as much. Like, it wouldn't hurt as much if this person said, hey, I'm just not in love with you anymore. Like, yeah, that sucks and that hurts too, but it's not going to hurt half as much as someone telling you that they've been cheating on you or having an affair behind your back. That is just on like a completely another level, because now it's one thing when someone's like, okay, I don't love you, and like, oh, that sucks, and there's such heartbreak with that, but no, there was no betraying. There was none of that. There was not that aspect of healing that now you have to go through that you wouldn't have gone through if someone just said, I just don't want to be with you. Like, you don't have to worry and be paranoid about, okay, is my next partner going to do the same thing? Like, you're not going to really have PTSD. Like, you're not going to deal with someone mistreating you or maybe denying it or trying to gaslight you or making you feel like, well, you're the reason why I did what I did. Like, there's the aftermath of pain and trauma that you go through when you have to deal with being cheated on, especially multiple times, especially affairs. That's just very different from someone just saying, hey, I just don't love you anymore. You know, cheating comes from a place of wanting to feel something, that dopamine rush of kind of falling in love. It might have been worn off. But again, this person could also be sabotaging themselves, and they could be just like scared to adult, take the next step, be in a committed relationship. They might have an unhealthy idea of what a relationship should be, right? They might not feel real deserving of you. And the person needs to, and when you're coming from all of that, and remember, most people are completely unaware of all of that. So there's no working on myself or understanding this so I can do something different. It's just a program that has been downloaded into this person. Fear, insecurity, unhealthy relationship dynamics, selfishness, narcissism, all that stuff. This person needs to feel that high constantly because that's how they boost themselves up. It is completely selfish, completely just, you know, always about this person. And again, even if there is like any bit of guilt, it's not enough for them to do anything differently because they really don't care. It's the kind of like they've learned how to disassociate between the relationship with you and doing whatever it is that they're doing, because I could still very well love you, but I need this also. And that is an addiction and a drug. So this is the case for people who are, like I said, emotionally immature. When someone doesn't know how to be in a relationship in a healthy way, you're going to see these types of behaviors. It's not really uncommon for this stuff to happen. It's just sucks because we, I think, sometimes just immediately go on the defense and like just take it personally. And while it does suck and there is this healing that has to happen if you've gone through this experience, it is not something that you should be carrying around with you for the rest of your life. Some people just lack commitment. They have commitment issues. They don't want to grow up. They are looking for highs constantly. They don't want the responsibility of not just like your heart, but anyone's. So they'll bounce around. They might very well stay with someone for a while, but there is not a deep connection or respect for that person. It is simply a person to have around that will give them something that they need. Cheating doesn't mean that the person didn't love you. I know that sounds like kind of weird, but hear me out for a second. A person that cheats may not see cheating as having anything to do with you because they're wounded. So some wounded people don't really feel deserving of you. Actually, I mean, all wounded people feel that way. They don't really feel deserving. So they'll just sabotage their relationship. They might do it because they feel so undeserving that they need to blow up the relationship because they fear you leaving them. And I mean, really, that is the case a lot of the times in these situations. But it's something that's very unconscious. It's not something that they're consciously aware of. It takes a lot of like therapy and coaching and self-reflection and all those things for them to come to the terms with, the fact that that is the fear. They don't feel good enough with who they are for anyone, not just you. And the way that they ruin that and protect themselves is by these kind of behaviors. You may have people that, and this is the part that's like, really? Like, really? But like, they may not regret doing it either because they know deep down that they cannot be with you because they don't deserve you. A person a person that does this will sometimes like very much love you and still cheat because they're so damaged and wounded and completely not even oblivious to it. And this happens often. And unfortunately, the victim sometimes takes what is happening so much to heart where it wounds them so deeply now. So now it's like, okay, you got someone who, you know, was deeply wounded, that mistreated their partner and lied and betrayed and cheated and did all this stuff. And now their wounds that are going on inside of them literally just oozed onto you. And now you're carrying them around as well. So not to say that you're not going to leave with a little bit of something, whether it's a little PTSD, whether it's a little wound yourself. No, because you've been through trauma. Betrayal is trauma. But it is super important to be able to heal from it. That's why podcasts like this and like videos that I make or any information that you can possibly find that'll help you to gain some clarity and self-confidence in yourself and not be fearful about moving forward. Because I know when you go through like a breakup, or not even a breakup or divorce, because you were cheated on or someone left you for someone else, just even if you're still in the relationship, it's hard to like let go of that pain sometimes and think that things could actually change and get better for yourself, regardless if you stay in this relationship or if you leave and, you know, you meet someone else. It's about trusting in yourself to not have a fear of leaving a situation or starting a new chapter, not having a fear of any of those things. That's really what healing is kind of all about. The truth is, every situation when it comes to cheating or affairs is different, but there is one common kind of theme in this, and that is this person. This person is not healed. How many times have we seen someone get cheated on and they're, you know, maybe the woman is like beautiful and has her shit together, and you're just like, what the hell is wrong with this person? Or same thing, like the guy's super nice, super caring, like the cutest thing in the world. And you're like, what the hell is going on that this dude or this woman like left him? And it's because this person's unhealed and they have absolutely no idea. So they're going to blow things up. They're going to ruin a relationship. Now for you, I don't want you to come out of this like podcast listening to this and think like, oh great shit, like they just ruined it. Why did they have to ruin it? Why couldn't they just be who I wanted them to be? And that's a tough question to kind of ask yourself, because you're not going to get an answer. And this is where it's not about this person being everything that you wanted them to be. It's about coming to the realization and the reality that they are not capable of being who you want them to be, and focusing more on what it is that you do want and what it is that you are getting and what it is that you do deserve, and focusing more on that than kind of staying stuck in the cycle and ruminating on why couldn't this person just be who I wanted them to be. That's just going to take you down a rabbit hole, because you're never really going to find an answer that is going to satisfy you. When someone's not capable of being mature enough to maybe not even like dissect their own self and like figure out their own wounds and heal, because that takes a very, very confident, strong person to be able to say, you know what, I'm going to open the damn window on myself and figure this shit out. A lot of the times we don't do that unless we hit a lot of pain. That's why some people that do cheat, you know, because they feel such guilt, they'll open the window and they'll go, oh my God, like I really have to figure this out. Like I'm a mess. Why did I do this? And it's really because they're carrying so much guilt and shame with what it is that they did. And you know, a lot of people just don't want to do the right thing, which is to just end the relationship with you instead of hurting you in this way. You know, when it comes to you and your heart, nothing I can say will undo all of the pain that you have been through. But what I will tell you is that this is a clear sign that this person, and I know this hurts because I hated when I had to come to this realization, is just not right for you. They are not capable of being who you want them to be. This is more about you seeing this person clearly and walking away from all of this so you can have peace and so you can actually have love in your life. And instead of driving towards the people that don't know how to love, really focusing on the people that do know how to love. And a lot of that really has to do with you. It has to do with how do you feel about yourself in order to attract a really great relationship? That's why there's like a big part of what I talk about where it's like educational and we're talking about, you know, the facts and all this stuff. But another big part is emotional, and it's how you view yourself. And, you know, I teach you guys all of that. And it's the reason why I love doing what I'm doing, because this is more than just educational. It's the bigger part is how you feel about you and how much do you value yourself to go after, really, really, truly go after the things that you want in your life, not just relationships, but other areas of your life, and how that they're all one and the same. That, you know, I've coached people where they'll be in a relationship with someone who they've met in high school and it's the love of their life, but they can't make a video. You know, to put themselves out there in that way is like the scariest thing in the world. They feel judged. They don't feel good about themselves. They're picking themselves apart. Then I can coach someone who could, you know, go out in front of 10,000 people and do a speaking engagement and nail it and do amazing and love it, but can't get out of their own way when it comes to relationships. So it's all really one and the same. It's just, it all has to do with you. It has to do with how you feel about you. Because if you feel deserving in one area of your relationship, there's a reason, or one area of your life, and you don't in another, there's a reason for it. And so figuring out what that reason is and reprogramming and reworking yourself to have the confidence to know what you want first off, which I don't think a lot of people do, and to actually go after it, you know, to believe in yourself so much to know what you want is one thing. Then to go after it is something completely different. So at each layer of you going through this process, you're learning more and more about other people. You're learning more and more about yourself. You're learning how to like heal. You're learning how to overcome. You're learning how to take care of yourself emotionally and mentally and physically and spiritually. You're learning so, so much. And this is only going to give you more confidence. It's going to get you to a higher level. And that at that higher level is really where you meet the person that you should actually be with, that's really deserving of you. So does it suck that this person couldn't be that? Yeah, it absolutely does. But they can't, them not being who you want them to be has nothing to do with you. It has to do with themselves. And understanding that even if someday this person, you know, became who you wanted them to be, and then you're like, well, shit, now I missed out and now they're with this person and that's not fair, you're going to be in your own happy. And when you're in your own happy, you really don't care. Like, yeah, you might go, oh, yeah, that sucked. I wish that would have worked out. It would have been nice. But it won't be something that you feel such lack. You won't feel so bitter about, because you moved on and you have everything that you wanted. So you don't want that anymore. It's not something that you even want because you're just so happy. That's the point of like moving on and rebuilding, is to get to the place where even if this person ever became who you wanted them to be, which, let's be honest, it's not going to happen, but okay, let's just all play the game. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant at this point. And again, there's grieving involved, and all of this sucks. You know, it sucks that we even have to have these conversations, but it's real life. And it's shit that we all go through. A lot of us go through. A lot of us have, I mean, if you're listening to this, you've gone through it. Chances are, I don't think you're listening to this if you're in a perfectly happy marriage, because why would you be? So if you're here, there's a reason for it. And you got to figure out what is in front of you right now that you need to work on. Is it the rumination? Is it the straight moving on? Is it coming to terms with who a person is? Is it the fear that you have of the future, or finding what it is that you really do want? Is it the letting go? Is it the grieving? Like, where are you stuck right now and working on that area? And then that's it. The more you keep working on different areas, the more you'll just keep growing, and it'll get better and it'll get easier, and you'll start like really focusing on what it is that you want and actually like legitimately going after it. And that's a great, great place to be, because that's the place where you feel the most powerful. So look, my heart breaks for you if you are in the thick of this right now. I have been there, and I know a lot of you guys that are listening have been there too. Maybe you're on the outskirts. Maybe it's not like the fresh wound that it once was. So let's all please try to help each other to really heal from this stuff, because it's super important. And most importantly, actually, is just to straight work on yourself. That's it. Like, we need self-love, we need affirmations, we need self-parenting, we need all that stuff, regardless of what it is that you've been through. It's just good mental health. Hope you guys enjoy this week's episode, and I'll see you in the next one.